holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Well, this is a don't do this and don't do that kind of message on today.
Be holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're here with us on today. We're glad that you're here with us on today. It looks like it's going to rain out here. Well, maybe it's just overcast. But hey, anyway, it's still a great day. Regardless, rain or no rain. If it rains, it'll get into the recording. It'll get into the podcast. It'll get into the broadcast. It'll get into all this. And you'll hear it. But hey, man, it's still a great day. What kind of day are you having? That's the question. What kind of day are you having? Are you having a great day? Okay, if you're not having a great day, I'm going to pray for you. God, help them have a great day. The devil has already started trying to make their day bad already today, Lord. Help them. Help them. Help them. Matter of fact, while you're having a bad day, why don't you help somebody else have a good day? That'll take your mind off your bad day. And maybe then, you know, you'll start having a great day. Listen, every day is great to me, regardless of what happens. It's still a great day. I want you to head on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast and share them in your group text. Get a group text together about 15, 20, 100 people, 1,000 people, whatever it is, and just share it. Share it on your social media. Share it on your different accounts that you have. I don't want to call any specific social medias because then when about 10 years from now, we won't even remember a lot of them. But listen, go on over to your social media and share it. See what happens. Listen, we're on Spotify too. Spotify and any of your other streaming networks. Go on and share it. Share it and share it alike until you can't share it no more. Matter of fact, you can text the word give to 614-363-6133. You can text the word give to 614-363-6133 and let God use you on the prompts. All right. All right. All right. Now listen. We're talking about a do and don't thing today. We're still in Proverbs. We went down to the bottom end of Proverbs 3. And there's a few things that will help you in your neighborhood and every place else in the world if you just do these things. Like I tell you, if you just love God and treat people right, you'd be all right. You'd just be fine. You'd be fine. You love God and treat people right, you will be just fine. God will lead you where you're supposed to be and lead you where you need to go, you know. Somebody said, well, I'm a part of this kind of church. I'm a part of that kind of church. It don't matter what kind of church you're in. All I'm telling you is when God starts leading you, he'll lead you wherever. And there are a lot of people in those Satanist churches. You know, they're talking about they don't believe God or whatever. And God will lead them right out of there, lead them right to the truth, and then God will help them. When they want the truth, no matter where you are, if you want the truth, God will lead you to it. You know, if you ask for wisdom, he'll give it to you. Mm-hmm. No matter where you are, no matter what you've been doing, where you listen, when you want wisdom and you're honest with God, he'll give it to you, show you exactly where to go. Now, Proverbs chapter 3, let's see. Let's start on verse 27. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it. I know the parents agree with that. you know, you want better gifts than on Mother's Day and on Father's Day and at Christmas. I guess that's what it is. I'm kidding. Verse 27 again. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it. You know when a person deserves it. You know when you can help them. Don't sit there and lie to them and say you can't help them when you can help them. When you can help them, you help them. If you can't help them, you just can't help them. You're not God. But if he put it in your hands to help them, help them. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it. When it's in your power to help them, help them. If you can help your neighbor now, don't say come back tomorrow. If you can help them now, don't tell them I don't have it today, I'll have it tomorrow. No, you have it today. Give it to them today. Don't make them wait for it. No. If they need it, then you have it today. Give it to them today. You'll be just fine. It'll be okay. Let's see. If you can help your neighbor now, don't say come back tomorrow and then I'll help you. Don't do that. Don't plot harm against your neighbor. Why? For those who live nearby trust you. That's a good one. Don't plot harm against your neighbor. I had a lawn care company and we're friends, you know. And so he saw that one of my neighbors, he would cut his grass and the grass would come over into my my mulch. So he was, oh man, why don't you tell your neighbor to stop doing that? Why don't you tell your neighbor, man, I can fix that. I can do something. I'll put it back in his. No, we don't need to go and do any of that. They trust me. And if it comes up and I need to say something, I can say something. But, you know, really all grass is going to disappear anyway. You know, I don't like that. It looks like that. I don't like the hay looking streams and you know, whatever on the mulch. But hey, that's not enough for me to go over and do something to the neighbor or put something in his yard just because, you know, he put something in my yard. That doesn't make sense. Don't plot harm against your neighbor. You know, it's, you know, people can say, oh, that's just grass. Well, it starts off as something simple like that. You know, it's like, what was that? The one group of family that were fighting with Hatfield and McCoys or whoever it was. I don't know. But it's just like, it starts off as little grass or some getting into the mulch. And then all of a sudden the girls and festers. If I listen to my lawn care company, I'll get as mad as they get. And then go over there and do something to his grass. And that won't be right. That's plotting harm to his grass. It's something simple as grass. Because it starts there and then it grows into something else. So it goes from his grass to his car or to his van or to his wife or to his house or something. I mean, just simple little stuff like that. Don't plot harm against your neighbor. Don't do that. Because those who live near you, they trust you. You know, they're watching you. They're watching you. Everybody sees everything. I mean, there's a camera everywhere nowadays. They see you anyway. Don't plot a harm against your neighbor, for those who live nearby trust you. Don't pick a fight without reason. Don't just, please stop doing that. Please. You don't have to do that. You don't have to start a fight with people just because you don't like them or they do something. That don't mean you have to go and fight them. See, and it says here, don't pick a fight without reason. There's not enough reason for me and my neighbor to have a disagreement. Some little bit of grass. That don't mean nothing. I mean, if I don't like it, I just go over and get it out of there. I'll tell the lawn care company to get it out of there. You know, no big deal. Don't pick a fight without reason. When no one has done you harm, if they're not harming you, ain't no need in going into no big fight. Just find another way to resolve the issue. But don't go into a fight about that. Don't envy violent people. Or, as in a comedian says, or don't pick a fight when no one's done anything to you, and don't envy violent people. Or copy their ways. So don't envy violent people. Like, there's certain movies that people like to watch, you know, and they'll say, oh, I'm living my life after that movie. I'm living my life according to that. Well, don't envy violent people. A lot of that stuff on the movies ain't real. No way. The whole thing is scripted. You follow what I'm saying in the movie. So it's not real. And so now you're living your life after it. And the people in the movie are acting in a violent way. You don't need to do that. Don't envy violent people, nor copy their ways. Because when they do those movies, they're copying the ways that evil people operate to show you, you know, the back scene of the story or the back parts of the story so that you'd understand what the story is. I get all of that. I get it. But we don't go and pattern ourselves after violent people. We don't envy them and copy their ways. Such wicked people are detestable to the Lord, but he offers his friendship to those who are godly. God offers friendship to those who are godly. That don't mean you do everything right. That means you want to do things right. You want to do everything right, but you can't do everything right. Only God can make you right. You can't make yourself right. That's the problem. We're thinking that, you know, we can make ourselves right. Only God can make us right. There's no big thing. No way it can happen. Such wicked people are detestable to the Lord, but he offers friendship to the godly. So godly people get the offering of friendship from God. You know, remember the song? He's a friend of mine. No. It says, I'm a friend of God. That's what it says. I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. Well, when it's all said and done, those who are godly are offered the friendship of God. You get it, you know. So such wicked people are detestable to the Lord, but he offers his friendship to the godly. Verse 33, the Lord curses the house of the wicked. That's why he don't want us copying the way they are and what they do, their behavior. He don't want us copying their behavior because he curses the houses of the wicked. And so he don't want his children acting like wicked people. Because then if that's the case, then we can actually get our houses and our homes cursed. God curses the house of the wicked, but blesses the home of the upright. The upright are the people who want to do what's right. They don't necessarily do what's right all the time, but they want to do what's right. They're not people who are. Yes, God is in them and God leads them. But sometimes they're not listening to God. That, you know, it's just sometimes that's what happens. And God knows that. God knows. Verse number 34. The Lord mocks the mockers, but is gracious to the humble. The Lord mocks the mockers, but is gracious to the humble. Stay humble. Stay humble. Don't get out there and do your own thing. The wise inherit honor, but fools are put to shame. Ain't that the truth? The wise inherit honor, but the fools are put to shame. That's why he tells us to grab a hold of wisdom and keep her.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.